أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. For the hastening of the reappearance of the 12th Imam, please recite a salawat. Alhamdulillah, once again we arrived at the holy month of Ramadan. What is the point in the fast? What's so special about this holy month and the fasting in this holy month? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, Surah Baqarah verse number 183, says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Thank you very much. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All people who have believed, we have obligated upon you the fast, just like we obligated it upon the people before you, so that you may become pious, become muttaqi. This verse tells us what the goal of this holy month is. Say salawat, please. What we are pursuing in this holy month, what we're trying to obtain out of this holy month, is the spirit of taqwa. The spirit that enables us to become worthy of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Okay. The Jannah, the paradise, has been prepared for the muttaqeen. You want to go to paradise? You got to become muttaqi. You got to become the right person. That's what muttaqi means. Muttaqi means a human being. If one is not muttaqi, if one does not have taqwa, the spirit of taqwa, then what's the difference between us and an animal? A human being is a human being when they act as a human being. And a human being, the criterion for being a human being, according to the Creator who created us, is taqwa. So this is what we are trying to obtain in this holy month. I was thinking, now taqwa is a very general term that we use that sometimes is not very clear, maybe even you could say. What practical steps can we take to be able to achieve something in this holy month? So what I try to do, I found there's a khutbah, or a sermon by the Holy Prophet before the holy month of Ramadan, where he addressed the people, preparing them for this holy month. There's very important points in this sermon that I'd like to go over with you so we can learn a little bit from our Holy Prophet. Recite the salawat, please. In this sermon, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّهُ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. O people, facing you is the month of Allah. شَهْرُ اللَّهِ. This is a very special month. بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. Okay, with baraka. Baraka is where you do one thing and the outcome is double or triple even of what you do. That's called barakah. Okay, this holy month has got barakah. And the continuation, the Holy Prophet explains. Shahrun huwa indallah afdhalu shuhur. This is, in the eyes of Allah, the best month of the months. Wa ayyamuhu أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ. The days in this holy month are the best of days. وَلَيَالِيهِ أَفْضَلُ الْلَيَالِي. The nights in this holy month are the best of the nights. وَسَاعَاتُهُ أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ. The hours of this holy month are the best of the hours. هو شهر دعيتم فيه إلى ضيافة الله. This is a month that you have been invited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gathering. It's a feast. It's a gathering where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited all of you. You've been invited to this feast, ضيافه. Let's take a look at this. This is ضيافتullah. It is interesting, ضيافة is when you go at someone's house, or when you're invited to someone's house and they serve you food and, you know, they honor you. That's what ضيافة is. Okay, this holy month where is ضيافة, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us, it actually tells us not to eat. Right? This is a special ضيافة. This is not any old normal type of invitation. This is a special invitation we're getting here. It's an invitation, it's a spiritual invitation. Okay, in this holy month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares us for this. Now, before I get to the next phrases or passages of this hadith or sermon, as you know, these holy months start in Rajab. Okay, 3 months in a row, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares us. In Rajab, we're told, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. That's the dhikr. Keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Repent. Get rid of the previous problems that we've had. That's what we're supposed to do in the month of Rajab. The month of Sha'ban is the month of the Holy Prophet, Ahlul Bayt. We're supposed to do more du'as. We're supposed to do a little bit of munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all preparation. And then the holy month of Ramadan comes. More serious stuff comes. That's why things become wajib. Before that, it's mustahab. It's good if you do this. It's good if you do that. Do more preparation. Then when the month starts, there's a difference. You're obligated. You have to fast. Okay, it's not like before that. In Rajab, it's good to fast. It's great. It's mustahab. You'll be rewarded. But in Ramadan, no, this is important. You have to fast now. And on the 23rd night of this month, Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, which the affairs of the following year are going to be written. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to do in this scene? He wants us, because we make what we are. Okay, the idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes this for us, that this person is going to become this or that, that's not how it is. We make who we are. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed this world. Human beings make their own personality. So that's why, if you want to get the right thing in the next year and become the right person, the better person, okay, get the blessings that we're supposed to, we got to work for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make sure we do that. That's why He says when you get to the month of Ramadan, you have to fast now. This is the diafa of Allah. This is the invitation that we have, the special invitation. وَجُعِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكَرَامِ مِنْ أَهْلِ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ This, in this holy month, you people who act according to what He has said are going to be honored by Him. What is this honor? Very interesting. In the other months of the holy, or in the other months of the year, okay, if you want to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to gain rewards, the least you got to do is move your mouth and say, Subhanallah, for example. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Things like that. Okay. But in this holy month, the Prophet tells us, أَنْفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيحٍ This month, you breathe, every breath of yours is considered tasbih. وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةٍ Okay, this is a special month. I want you guys, I'm telling you this, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm telling you this, this is a special month, benefit from it. You go to sleep in every other month, then you even miss, you sometimes miss your Fajr prayers, and you know, there's nothing good in that. But in this month, you sleep, I'll write it as worship, as ibadah. This is a special month. وَعَمَلُكُمْ فِيهِ مَقْبُولٍ In the other months, there's no guarantee. I'm not guaranteeing if your action is going to be accepted. But this month, this is ziyafatullah. Okay, your a'mal, your actions are going to be accepted. This is a promise. وَدُعَاءُكُمْ فِيهِ مُسْتَجَابٍ You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, He's going to grant you your request. فَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَةٍ وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ This is what this month is. We're telling you this to benefit from it. Now, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere intentions. With sincere intentions. Ask what is really needed by us. We don't need cars and houses and these are not what we need, brothers and sisters. What we need is to become, you know, this is a principle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran. We get so occupied with our lives, we forget. According to the Holy Quran, this life, this dunya is a game. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْلَهُ And la'ib, la'ib means game. Okay. This life is a game. You have this car today, tomorrow you crash, you buy another car. What's the outcome? 70, 80 years, then we're going to leave. This is not the real life, brothers and sisters. Okay. The real life is the hereafter. There's an interesting hadith that Imam al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi quotes Prophet Jesus. Okay. It says, Prophet Isa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam says, it amazes me to see that people are always busy with trying to get more sustenance in this world. That's all their mind is occupied with. Not only am I my body occupied with this, I'm always thinking before bed, okay, what am I going to do tomorrow? Am I going to get enough? Do I have enough to pay this bill? Okay, I have this. That's all my mind is working with. Okay. All right. It amazes me that people's minds are always working for their sustenance in this world. And yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, okay, that He will give everyone their sustenance in this world. Kafir, Muslim, Mushrik, anyone. Even dogs and pigs and birds and all of these, they're getting their sustenance. Okay? Everyone's gonna get their sustenance. Don't worry. Yeah, we gotta do what's right. We gotta do our job. It's not like sit back, sit home and pray, oh God, you know, I'm gonna have some gold coins in my hand. That's not what the promise is. No, you're gonna work. But the occupation of the mind, that's a different story, brothers and sisters. That doesn't allow me to concentrate on what's more important. Okay, my mind is constantly working on, what am I going to do next? What job? What can I do to gain more money? Okay, that's all my mind is working on. This is wrong. So Prophet Jesus, according to Imam al-Sadiq, says, it amazes me that people are occupied thinking of this where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that He will give everyone their sustenance. Okay? And nobody's concerned about the hereafter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'll give you nothing unless you work for it. Isn't that funny? You don't get anything unless you work for the hereafter. Okay, and what are we working on? Our minds are always occupied with nothing with this world. It's funny. It's just, I don't know. As the Prophet says and the Imam quotes him, it amazes me how people are like that. This is the way things are. We need to pray for what is important for us. The du'as are accepted. What do we pray for? We pray to become a better person. We pray that we reach the goal of this holy month, that is taqwa. Okay, this is what things that we need to pray. An interesting point that is mentioned here is, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala biniyatin sadiqah, be sincere. Don't have the wrong intentions in your prayer. This is a general principle, brothers and sisters. There's a hadith where one of the imams, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, says that a person in Bani Israel was praying for 3 years for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him a child. He wasn't getting it. After 3 years, he called and said, "Oh Allah, are you too far away from me that you don't hear my call? Or is it that you are near, you hear my call, but you don't answer my call?" So that night he had a dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that hadith says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent someone in his dream to explain to him this point. He says, the angel that was supposed to give the message was this: these 3 years you've been asking, you got three problems. Now, I don't want to get to the other ones. One of them is using foul language. Your language, the tongue that you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things, for this child, that tongue is dirty, it's filthy. You've been using foul language. That's one of the points. Okay, I don't want to get into that too much now. But the other point, one of the two other ones that's mentioned in this hadith as well, is that your intention was not sincere. Okay, you weren't asking God for this. Oh, I want a child for, you know, so I can have like more children. I can say, oh yeah, I got 15 or I got 16. Back in the old days, you know, people wanted to have more kids. Okay, 15, 16 was a small number compared to some families. Okay, so anyway, it wasn't a sincere and pure intention. Okay, you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something? Ask with a pure intention. وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرًا, ask with pure hearts. أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ, in the dua that I was saying, general concept, ask for what is really needed for us. أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِصِيَامِهِ. Okay, use this opportunity to pray that He enables you to truly be the صائمين. Okay, actually fast. What most of the people know of fasting is, oh, I can't eat this, and I can't eat that, and I can't do this. And by the way, just a side note, there's a lot of other things that we're not allowed to do while we're fasting. Okay, just make sure you check the risala and know what is haram to do during this time, what invalidates the fast, especially for the young guys here and young sisters. Okay, make sure you learn that, because some of those things that invalidate the fast, if you find out 3-4 years later, then you're going to have to make up all these other fasts. Okay, so make sure you read that. So what most of us think of in fasting is staying away from foods and drinks, and all I'm thinking of is, oh, when is iftar going to come? I'm thirsty and I'm hungry. Okay, this is This is what we're usually used to. Okay, this is what we understand from the fast. But this is not the reality of the fast. If the end of the holy month comes and I don't see any change, then I haven't really had the effects of the fast. The Holy Quran says that I made fast wajib on you for what? So that you become muttaqi. If the end of the month comes and I'm still looking at girls and I'm still committing the other sins, alright, then what's the effect of that? There is other hadith that says, for some people, the only gain that they get from this fast is the lack of food and drink. Let's not be one of those, okay? So we ask with the sincere intention, pure intentions, inshallah, that we become, we actually fast the way that it has that effect the Holy Quran says it should. The other point, important, very beautiful, ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يوفقكم فيه لتلاوة كتابه. Recitation of the Holy Quran. This is the month of recitation. I don't want to say us Shias, because a lot of Shias actually do practice this, but it is kind of noticed that amongst the Shia, we have less recitation of the Holy Quran. When we're going to become a little more religious, we start going towards du'as and this ziyarat and that ziyarat. We pick up the mafatih. Okay, that's good. That's very good. It has a lot of effects. Okay, those are all good. I don't want to say that you put that aside or that's bad or anything like that. All right, all that's great. But that's not enough. Okay. The emphasis that the Ahlul Bayt put, which is where we get our version and our interpretation of the religion of God, their emphasis on recitation of the Holy Quran. And especially in this month, the amount of Quran recitation that the Ahlul Bayt want of us is, when you read that, you're like, wow, The people were reciting the entire Holy Quran in like 3 days. Okay, the Imams were saying, don't do that, don't do that quickly, okay? Recite it a little slower, a little less. Do it in 6 or 7 days. Like, I don't think we do it like once a year. 6 or 7 days finishing one round of the Holy Quran, this is what was going on at the time of the Ahlul Bayt by the close companions of the Imams. Okay. And the Imam says, if you want to do finish the Holy Quran in like 3 or 4 days, I forget the exact number, but I think it was 3 days. Don't do that normally, except for the month of Ramadan. That's when you do it like that, okay? Extra recitation. There's a hadith that says the Shia, okay, recite at least 50 verses a day. And that's outside of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is something that, it's the month of recitation of the Holy Quran. You get a chance, pick up the book. You're not going to be having lunch, okay? So you don't have to worry about that time. And try to stay awake, read, okay? Recite the Holy Quran. Recite the Arabic, learn how to recite the Arabic, that's good in itself. Even if you don't understand the Arabic, it's good to recite in Arabic. And of course, we look at the translation as well to get the understanding. So this is an important part of what we're supposed to do in this. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيِّ مَنْ حَرُمَ غُفْرَانَ اللَّهِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْعَظِيمِ. With this setting, with the explanation that we gave, this special opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all in this holy month, that your breathing is considered tasbih, your sleeping, which is I'm relaxing, I'm not doing anything, that's considered a worship, alright, and your a'mal are accepted, you know who the unfortunate soul is going to be? The person that is not forgiven in this holy month. If you don't do something to give forgiven in this holy month, then we're really bad. I mean, everything is prepared for us to do this. Everything is prepared for us to do this, and yet, غفران الله. Let me mention this point about غفران. Brothers and sisters, it's important that we notice our own flaws. the essence of tawbah and repentance, which is ghufran. If we want God to forgive us, we got to repent. The essence of it, according to hadith, is realizing and admitting to sin. I did wrong. God, I did wrong. I'm sorry. Try to remember what you've done. Remember what you've done, realize that it's wrong, then ask for forgiveness. That's when it really has the effect. Because forgiveness of sin isn't just asking, oh God, please forgive me, then tomorrow I go do the exact same thing again. Okay. You know when it has the effect? When I think of, what did I do today? Oh, I wasn't supposed to look at this, I did, or I wasn't supposed to say that to my brother or sister or my parents or whatever the sin was. And I think of it, and I realize that it's wrong, and I really think I did something really bad, and that's why I'm asking God for forgiveness. Not just, oh, you know, please forgive me, I don't want to go to hell. Admitting sin, this is important. Another advice that we get in this hadith is, وَذْكُرُوا بِجُوعِكُمْ وَعَطَشِكُمْ فِيهِ جُوعَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَطَشِهِ. A lot of times I hear people saying that, you know, when we fast, remember the poor. Okay, that's good, that's okay, you know, when you don't eat. Remembering the people that are starving in other countries, that's okay to remember, there's nothing wrong with that. But this says that there's something that we always neglect. I mean, and it's good to remember. And that is the Day of Judgment. Day of Judgment is not going to be an easy day. It's a very tough one. Verses of the Holy Quran, read Surah Hajj, the beginning verses, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. That the earthquake of that time, the Day of Judgment, is something very, very huge, too great. You see women leaving their, you know, the love of a mother towards her baby. You know how strong of a relationship that is. The verse says, at that time you see mothers leaving their infant babies and running for their lives. That's how tough it is. They just don't care about anyone else, not a baby. No. And people seem like they're drunk. They're moving in directions without knowing where they're going, without any particular plan. And it's not, the verse says they're not drunk though. It's because this adab and this punishment is extreme. So we should remember that. It says, when you're thirsty, when you feel the thirst in the holy month of Ramadan, remember and remind yourself that on that day there's going to be thirst. Remember that day. Remember the hunger that will be on that day if we're not the right people. وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَى فُقَرَائِكُمْ وَمَسَاكِينِكُمْ. A few points that are mentioned at this part of this sermon, the Holy Prophet gives us some social advice. During this month, you need to extend your social relations. You need to have more of that interaction with your relatives, with the mu'mineen in your society, looking after them. Who are the poor in this society? Who's needy? I need to go find out. I shouldn't wait for people to come and ask me for help. For most of us, when people come and ask for help, we don't even help at that point. That's not even how it's supposed to work. We're supposed to go and find out what's going on. We're supposed to go and find out who's needy. Who needs help? It may not be money necessarily. They may need some, you're just being with them. The next piece of the advice is وَاحْفَظُوا أَلْسِنَتَكُمْ keep your tongues free from and away from things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. This point, it starts saying what to stay away from and emphasizing the muharramat. I won't read the Arabic, already almost done with our time, if not over. Three points are mentioned in this: your tongue, your eyes, and your ears. Be careful this holy month. Yes, there's certain things that when we stay away from, the fast is okay. I don't have to repeat that fast. But if I want it to have the effect, those are not the only things that I need to make sure I stay away from. The muharramat, things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram on us, these are things that we're always supposed to be staying away from. But there's a special emphasis in this could be a head start. Whatever I've done in the past, in this month, I try to cleanse myself. Okay, I admit to what I've done, I ask for forgiveness, then I try my best. It's a little easier for me in this month, always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm fasting and all, to stay away from the sins. Keeping the tongue, there's a lot of sins on the tongue. Backbiting is a very, very bad sin. Talking bad about someone that's done something in private that they don't want others to know. It's something bad, it's nothing good. They've done something bad but they didn't do it in public, you know about it, now you want to go tell everybody. That's ghibah, that's bad, that's wrong. There's a lot of muharramat with the tongue. Okay, using curse words and foul language. Disrespecting a mu'min. Disrespecting mu'min is a huge sin, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we constantly do that and we don't even care. We'll only see the effects of that in the hereafter if we keep on doing that. The eyes. I wanted to emphasize a little more on this one, especially, well, for everybody in this society. The eyes and the ears, as the Holy Prophet says. A lot of times when we commit sin, okay, a sin later on, like when people, God forbid, get into fornication, or God forbid, masturbation, or you know, these types of sins, or other sins, okay. A lot of times there are steps that we take that get us there. Not controlling the eyes is one of them. Not controlling the ears is one of them. In this society, everything is calling for sin. There's a lot of things around us that are calling for sin. There's billboards, bus stations, you know, on the sides. You got pictures that we're not supposed to look at. TV, satellite, internet, all of this, you know, it's all over the place. When you don't have to look in a certain direction, don't. If you can avoid looking, if you can avoid going where these things are there, okay, you should avoid from going there. Keep your eyes clear. When you keep the eyes clear from seeing these things, then the other sins that follow are going to be easier to stay away from. Okay. The ears. Listening to music is something, you know, it's haram, it's a sin itself, but it has a lot of negative effects on us. It causes us to do a lot more sin. It makes sin easier for us. We've got to clear our ears from that. Then when you stop listening to these things, you start seeing the effects and the benefits. If you start now in this holy month, okay, the end comes, you'll see that the effect of the fast is going to be there. That's when you start seeing. You start seeing things and hearing things and thinking of things that you never thought of you would have before. I don't know how much it's talked about over here about the seeing of the 12th Imam. You know, we all like to see the 12th Imam. During this time of the Ghaibah, it's not like the time when the Imam was present with everybody. At that time, even the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt would see the Imam. During the time of the Ghaibah, it's not possible for any old person to see the Imam, but some have seen the Imam. You can see the Imam. It is possible. It's not impossible. He won't have representatives going around saying that, yeah, this, you know, I saw the Imam. The Imam said you have to pay this much to me, or I'm his representative. No, he's not going to have anything like that. If anyone starts claiming that, then that's a fraud. Okay, but people have seen and they can see the Imam, but not the eyes that commit sins, not the eyes that look at the wrong scenes. Let's try to, inshallah, use this holy month to stay away from the muharramat, especially these three that the Holy Prophet emphasizes in this sermon. Let's keep our ears, our tongues, and our eyes clear of sin. On top of staying away from the food and the drink and the other things that we're not supposed to do while we're fasting. And inshallah, we will be able to continue on after the holy month, so that next year and every year will become better and better. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, that He helps us fast and be of the true fasters of this holy month, to be able to, as the Holy Prophet says, recite the Holy Quran, to be able to practice what He has taught us through the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give good health and long life to our Maraja, all those who have and are working in the way and the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, to forgive our parents, our grandparents, all those who have taught us a word in Islam, to forgive them of their sins. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.